Welcome, everybody, to an Indie Talk. Today, I have some happy Memorial Day to you. And I just want to do a quick bit talk here. It's pretty exciting news with the U.S. and North Korean officials, right? The Trump-Kim meeting. And I know that isn't very exciting to some people, but it is to me. And this is my show, after all. So, according to the New York Times, the United States and North Korea on Sunday kicked off an urgent behind-the-scenes effort to resurrect a summit meeting between their two leaders by June 12th. Now, what do I think about it? I think it's a good idea, but I think that Kim Jong-un is playing games, folks. It wouldn't surprise me if, you know, he was, ha-ha, got ya. And come find out that nuclear test site was already set to be gotten rid of, and he used that as a method of distracting us while he tests and does our stuff and prepares us to attack us. And if he does, then we better be prepared, because hell's gonna rain loose. In reality, do I hope this happens? Not at all. But do I think it could happen? Definitely. It's not exciting. It's not cool. But it could. In other breaking news, other exciting news, Meek Mill is out. But that's old news. Except he did post some rather cool stuff on his Instagram. Talk about, can we find it here? Basically says, oh, I'm gonna party up because he gave a speech to reform Philly, which was wonderful. Also, I did a show last night. Awesome. Awesome calling. Pretty cool. And, of course, go back to the original love. This is what we're doing. This is what we're here for. We're having fun. And this is an Indie Talk. Now, I want to enjoy myself with you, and I think you guys want to enjoy it, too. Now, let me look for some more news. So, storm about to hit Florida, maybe you're through comedians. And yet again, more exciting news from the sports world. We have a win for the Cavaliers at the Game 7 at TD Gardens. That is awesome. Okay, here we go. The Cavaliers 87-79 win over the Celtics on Sunday night. The superstar who led them there. It will be his eighth finals appearance on the trot after Victor LeBron James. Now, James said he'd hardly even processed the Cavaliers' accomplishments yet, but Kyle Korver, the sound of silence was sweeter than any as Cleveland's plays. Shush, the Boston crowd. Jeff Green, who used to play in front of the crowd in green and white, a dream has been realized. Cavaliers kick ass, which is why I said would happen, so I am excited about that, and I think you are too. And have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and peace. Keep fly, keep the games to do what y'all do. And peace out.